Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Excited about spending some time with you, just the two of us. It's just going to be, again, this half hour, it's just going to be the two of us. I got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about taking politics out of our debate, small business owners. Out here on Main Street, we have so much invested in the success of Main Street. Think about, let's get outside our four walls, outside of our, off of our parking lot, and let's think about where the world, where whatever we do leads, wherever it goes. It leaves us, it goes to our customers, and it goes from there to the next city, the next big city, across the country, around the world. We're all interconnected, folks. And one of the things that America relies on is this concept that you've heard me talk about of liberty. We don't rely on freedom because, as I've said before, freedom is from God. Liberty is what we give to each other. It's a contract we give to each other. And liberty, one of the things about liberty is belief in our system. Our liberty can't happen if we don't have a belief in our system. Now, nobody ever said our system was perfect. It's got many flaws, and sometimes it has more flaws than other times. And over the years, over the history of our country, whenever the system has gotten sideways, we've brought it back upright. We've done that. Yes, as time went by, as it got out of whack, there were some inequities, there were some problems, and we fixed those things. But we always had the foundation having a good sentiment for each other, wanting each other to do well. Even when we argued, even when we disagree about things like politics, I have people who are in business that I know are in business who are completely different politically than me, but I want them to do well. We may disagree about our politics, but we don't disagree about America. We don't disagree about the Constitution. We don't disagree about America's ability. In fact, it's historical. Example after example, ability to fix itself, to correct itself, to right itself. And to do it in a way that continues to preserve liberty, that continues to preserve the foundational elements of our Constitution, like free speech. That free speech is under attack right now in America, my friends. We Republicans and Democrats have got to fight for this, for free speech, the ability to solve other issues, the ability to correct things that are wrong without taking down our country, without overreacting, without being hysterical and taking down our country. We have to, those of us out here on Main Street, we're the largest group of people, small businesses, from the owners to the employees to the families. We're the largest cohort in America. Over 100 million, the largest cohort with one common denominator, and that's our small businesses. Small businesses are the anchors of communities. We have to do this. It's time for us to step up and say, yes, I'm a Democrat. Yes, you're a Republican. Yes, you're liberal. Yes, I'm conservative. Yes, those things we agree on, even though we disagree about them. But we don't disagree about things like free speech. We don't disagree. We agree about things where we don't. What is it someone said? You're entitled to your opinion, but not your own facts. There's a set of facts that about things that we know. There are things that we know to be true. We can't allow those things that we know to be true to be jeopardized, because what we all can agree on to be true, because they've been true for a long time, whatever those are, we can't allow those to be corrupted, to be minimized. And if you look around, if you'll keep looking, you'll see that those things that are true are the things that are most closely associated with liberty, with the rule of law. The rule of law is foundational. It's built on the concept of liberty. Innocent until proven guilty. Habeas corpus. The right to speak. The right to be to defend yourself. All those kinds of things. As I said, the presumption of innocence, the First Amendment, the free speech First Amendment, all those things, those are foundational. And in order to preserve those things, my friends, I think we do need to step up our attitude about what is America, what does America stand for? What is right about America? If all we focus on is what is wrong about America, then that will tear us asunder. If we focus on what is right about America, some of those things that are right are the processes, the procedures through which we fix the things that are wrong. But if all we focus, and I will tell you, the things that are wrong about America are in the vast minority, the smallest percentage compared to what's right about America. America is a great nation. We are a benefactor nation. The world is a better place because of America. We have to focus on that. And when we focus on those principles, we will also focus on the mechanisms, the procedures, the practices, the systems, the laws that will help us solve the things that are wrong. There's a small percentage of things that are wrong that we can fix. We've done it before. We can do it again. This is what we have to focus on, my friends. Small business owners out here on Main Street, we have to be the leaders of that. I'm Jim Blassinger. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.